1045 WOKV.
I'm Rich Jones, joined in studio by our hurricane expert Steve Litro. We wanted to connect with John Ward again in Clay County because Black Creek is reaching historic flood levels. What's the story there, John?
So as we spoke of earlier in the weekend, and we spoke with you and Steve last night, it was believed that these creeks, both South Prong and North Prong basins, were going to go into major flood stage on Tuesday evening. Due to the amount of rainfall that we received, we're now seeing both of them approach and will exceed record levels of these creeks. We're seeing record levels in the main body of the creek, and we're also seeing significant flooding in the river. We've got a lot of our ponds, drainage ditches, those type things that are just the volume of water is so significant. We're starting to flood up into a lot of homes. We've got assets that are out doing water extraction and water rescue just to get these folks out of their homes.
Wow, just a terrible situation down there, John. The latest forecast that I've seen from the River Forecast Center calls for a crest of 26.4 sometime this evening. Is that the latest you've got?
Well, so we're still seeing, as we had that conversation with them this morning, and it appeared that it was going to surpass that. They've adjusted they've adjusted it a couple times, and it doesn't seem to be making the arch, and we still have a lot of volume coming in, so it's believed it's going to surpass that.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. I was looking at the hydrograph. It looked like it was going to outrun the hydrograph pretty quickly there.
Yes, sir.
So how many days of flooding might we be talking about? When might the water begin to recede after reaching this historic level?
So, and I can almost shoot back to Steve, considering all the years he spent with us, but I think we're going to see almost this could potentially come to a lull. And then we've got a lot of our ditches, just the whole area is charged with water. So that's going to drain off, and it's going to flow back into these basins again. So it's almost like it'll go to a lull, start to crest, and then we could potentially get another crest out of this as these waters enter into the various basins.
You're thinking the same thing, Steve, based on your readings and research and years of experience
well,
here?
Well, unfortunately, an altogether reasonable scenario. That's one of the disadvantages of it being a small basin. It's very responsive to influences like that.
How about flooding elsewhere? I've got a buddy, Bob, who lives near Swimming Pen Creek, and he's reporting some pretty significant flooding in the area. That would be near Whitey's Fish Camp as well. Do you all have any flooding reports near there?
We have, Rich, we have flooding reports in a multitude of different areas. We have flooding reports in Swimming Pen. We had flooding reports up in the Moccasin Slough, White Oak area, kind of that just south of the Doctors Lake Bridge. We had some areas over in the Orange Park, the western side of Orange Park, and then obviously into our, the Black Creek basins and all those little estuaries that come off the Black Creek basins.
All right, and in the Black Creek, are there any efforts to try to get any other people or rescue people from their homes? Are you getting calls from people who are wanting to evacuate and can't get out for any reason due to debris?
We have not gotten calls from folks in our Black Creek basins. Most of our calls are coming from the residential neighborhoods that have high rising waters, you know, the College Drive, those type things that don't normally flood. We have some assistance coming in from Coast Guard and other state assets that are coming in with high water vehicles and rib boats to assist us in some of the water extractions that we're doing.
You know, John, it's amazing. I remember back to 2012 when Debbie came through, and I remember thinking to myself at that time, boy, it cannot get any worse than this. And and Debbie was one of the storms that made me decide it was time to retire. So to have something like this come along now is just really remarkable. This is just a really, really record-setting storm on so many levels. And I just so feel for the folks down there because I know you've got so much to deal with and so many different problems. And not just the flooding problems, but just all the problems associated with this storm. Do you have any message, anything that you need to try and get across to the folks in Clay County or the folks on Black Creek at this time?
So I think it's the entire county, Stephen Rich, is we've got trees down across roads. We've got significant power outages. Our entire county is probably about 68% without power. We have a lot of areas that are isolated at this point due to trees and power lines. We have some county roads and even some of the larger neighborhood roads and some state roads that we've got impacts on due to trees blocking them or potentially washing out also. So we're still dealing with that. And the unfortunate thing is the water's still rising for us.
That's just it's just a really tragic type situation, and we're going to be watching this really closely to see how high this thing gets. And it really is a learning experience, because the big key with this is not so much the amount of rain, but how quickly it came down and hit the basin. There was just no way for any of that water to go anywhere but right into the system, and I think that made a huge difference in this case.
And I would like to say one thing, Steve, is we really ask our residents to be patient. You know, this is going to be a long recovery, unfortunately. There's a lot of cleanup to do. This is all hands on deck for our community. And, you know, this is not going to be something that's going to be cleaned up and done overnight. We're looking at probably a day and a half even to get into some of these areas and clear the roadways, and before the crews can start getting out there doing the electric restoration, those type things. So this is going to take some time.
And it's going to take some patience as well for a lot of folks. We're all in for a pretty painful next couple of days, probably. Some may be more painful than others. I do want to quickly just get a check from you, John. Have you heard from all county residents any reports of anyone missing or injuries or anything like that in the county?
Fortunately, with these events that we've had, we have not had those. We've not had those type of reports to us yet, but calls are still coming in. But we're just keeping our fingers crossed that that will not happen.
All right. You got an open line to us, John. You call any time if there's any update, if there's any emergency that's popping on Black Creek beyond, obviously, what we're already seeing now. Just make sure you reach out to us. We'd like to get word out. A lot of people have no power, so the battery-powered radio is that one way that maybe people can hear that emergency advice coming from Clay County. And you guys have had quite a night, and it's going to be quite a show over the coming weeks of how Clay County comes together.